furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm dining set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Build Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. The Sim Spotlight is brought to you by Balance of Nature, Whole Food Supplements. Visit balanceofnature.com. Every Wednesday, 8 a.m., Phil joins us. Two-time Super Bowl champion, Giants legend, and all-around great guy, Phil Sims. Good morning, Phil. How are you?
Oh, heck, I'm just pretty average today, Geo. Haven't had a chance to listen to the show. What the hell you guys been talking about?
Well, you know what? One of the things we've been talking about is how you're really branching out. Obviously, we know that you're doing the Balance of Nature commercials, but you've also done a PSA for responsible driving and designated driving. So we want to play for the listeners who have might have missed it, your new PSA about making sure that you make the right decisions if you're buzzed.
Uh-oh. No. Phil. It's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
Taking Balance of Nature makes me feel happy.
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Once I did it with four women.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're hot, Boomer.
Nice job, Phil. And,
okay.
Once you did that, you know, Boomer was a little jealous, so he had to do one himself. So let's listen to his.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Boomer.
It's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Shut the f*** up! You f***head devil fan!
And now a speech.
I love you, Al Dukes, but you are a f***ing psycho.
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
You look like shit.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're a
Yes. Man, you know what? You guys got too much time on your hands here. You got me thinking. I'm going, when did I do a PSA for drunk driving? No, I don't think I have. I don't know. I do a lot of them for Hackensack Hospital. I usually do something once a month.
Yeah.
So I said, I don't think I've ever done one on drinking, but oh, boy.
Well, we made sure we put it out there. And by the way, you were there for when all those clips that Boomer was, you heard from Boomer. There was Boomer and Geo Live 1 that you were attending where Boomer tied one on with the Casamigos.
Yes.
You got to witness that in person that night.
Oh, yeah, that was quite a night. As he calls me, I can tell he's tore up already. And he goes, you know, now make sure you have a couple drinks before you get in the car to come down here. What do you mean? You want me to drink before I drive here? But as soon as I walked in, I just said, yep, Boomer's tore up.
Yeah, but, you know, I kind of warned you beforehand.
Yes, I know you did.
What you were getting yourself into.
Oh, no, it was good. You wanted me to join you, and I just didn't want to. But that's okay. It was a fun night. That was a good night. I know you guys have done a few of those since then, and I haven't been invited, but that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, we figured not to bother you with it. You know, it's one of those things. I mean, obviously, we'd love to have you at every single one. If you want to commit to next year's right now on Long Island, I think, you might as well go ahead and do it, right?
Well, it's a little far in advance for me, so let's go.
All right, let's
get through today.
Let's get to some football. So it is announced that Michael Penix Jr. is going to take over for Kirk Cousins. I mean, it's a big move in Atlanta. I mean, we don't feel it up here just simply because we're not down there living what's going on with the Atlanta Falcons and everything. But unfortunately, or fortunately, I don't know how you look at this, the Giants are the ones who are going to play Michael Penix in his first start as a rookie quarterback this week down in Atlanta. You know, first, what do you think happens to Kirk Cousins? And number two, what do you think Michael Penix is capable of doing here?
Well, listen, I've watched quite a few Atlanta games this year, and I watched this last one, and I said to people that I've talked to, I just go, oh, my gosh, what? There I am, oh, my gosh. What has happened to his arm and just everything? The ball has no pop on it. It's just not – he's not throwing the ball near like he used to, which we've seen in the past years when he's up in Minnesota. So, and I think this too. I thought, well, they'll keep playing him until they're out of the playoffs. But what difference is that? Would it make if they make the playoffs? If they somehow get in down there in the NFC South and win it, they're not going anywhere. So you might as well give Michael Penix a few games this year. And what do I expect, Boomer? You know what I expect. I expect to see a lot of throws down the field. You know, I would hope he moves around a little more in the pros than he did in college. But the arm is special. And so now I'll be tuned into him this Sunday and really can't wait to watch him see how it looks.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the amazing things, people probably may not know this, but it was like 2 years ago, I was watching a game where he was playing with Rome Odunze out there in Washington. And I came in that next morning, if you remember, Phil.
I said,
Phil, who the hell is this Michael Penix kid? And you had you had all the details and everything about who he was and how he was, I guess, the highest recruited football player in Indiana history. Isn't that right?
I think that's right, yes. And he put up, I think, 500 yards and 5 touchdowns against Ohio State. He did it against a lot of these big teams, Penn State and Indiana. I think at one time, his freshman year, they were ranked number 5 or 6 in the country. So that tells you what he was doing. And I remember watching him, and I told you this. I liked the quarterback that was there. And I said, oh, my gosh, what did they do? They recruited somebody. They're going to ruin the other guy. And then he got in after about 3 throws and said, oh, okay, I understand why.
Yeah, the guy, he's about as accurate as there is. He throws a great deep ball. I was likening him, because he is left-handed, of course, to Tua Tagovailoa, who throws a very catchable ball, very anticipatory when he's throwing the football. And I kind of feel like he's very, very similar in that regard. He doesn't move around, which is I'm fine with. I mean, he tends to want to stay in the pocket. He doesn't like to run. And I guess one of the knocks against him will be, and we'll see, is whether or not he can stay healthy.
Stay healthy, and like I said, I think he would move around more than he did in college. You know, he was capable of just standing there and letting the rush get close to him and make great throws down the field. The difference between him and Tua, he's taller, he's bigger, and his arm is, he's Nolan Ryan, and Tua is Tommy John. So, I don't know if those are good.
Yeah, okay, no, that's good. That's a good comparison. The other thing, too, is we're careening towards the NFL draft, and the New York Giants are right there with the Raiders right now because of strength of schedule. The Giants have the number one overall pick. The Raiders still have to play the Jaguars. I don't see the Giants winning any of these games left on their schedule. I'm not so sure that they're not playing guys out there that would not normally be playing. And maybe they're trying to lose these games. I'm not sure. But saying all of that, 2-15, if that does happen, 100th season, planes flying overhead, all this other stuff going on. I mean, do you see these guys staying in their jobs currently?
Well, you know, I hate answering this question, but I really thought about it, and I thought 2 weeks ago, I said, look, I think Joe Shane and Brian Daboll would be back. I do. I think it would really help if they win a game or two here in the last three.
It may hurt them.
To quiet people, yeah, but they could keep their jobs, and that's what I'm talking about. So, yeah, and too, the big thing is to the Giants, and I think in the next couple of years, you're the capologist, you know this, and you look it up all the time and say this about money, but I think the Giants are going to have a lot of money to spend in the next couple of years, so they have a chance to really affect the football team through the draft, of course, good draft picks, and with the money they're going to have, and I would think there's going to be a few players that are not going to be here that make good money too, which is going to help this team rebuild, I think, faster and quicker than maybe we expect, so... We'll see what happens.
Boomer and Geo with Phil Simms on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. A couple weeks ago when I asked you about, maybe it was like about 3 weeks ago, might have been a month ago, I asked you about the MVP, and at that point you said Saquon Barkley. Right now it looks like a two-horse race between Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. If you had a vote, who would it be between those two guys right now?
Oh, that's a really good one. It's really close. I probably would give it to Josh Allen because I think the team – he's just more, it's hard to even say this, that he's more important to the team than Lamar Jackson is. But Lamar Jackson's numbers are, you just can't ignore them. And I know they've lost, what, 5 games. That's a lot for a team sometimes to win MVPs when you lose that many games. But Lamar Jackson is running, his throwing is, it's ridiculous. He's as accurate as can be. He throws a perfect spiral, it seems like, every throw. Powerful arm when he needs it. It would be close, but I right now would probably get the Josh Allen. But I will say this. I think when it's all said and done, Lamar Jackson's going to win it. So I'm not going both ways saying that, but I think Lamar's going to finish the season really strong. Buffalo, just...
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
I felt this, Boomer, you've heard me say it, and Gio, maybe I've said it to both of you, but all year long I've thought this about Buffalo. I just don't see enough strength in the football team to carry this through to be a real challenger to go to the Super Bowl and win it. And we're seeing this the last couple of weeks. The defense, small, gets run over a little bit, and it's tough to win big games when you have a defense that lets teams run on you like Buffalo has done.
Yeah, you know, we talked about this on the kickoff show that we do on Fridays about what we expected in that Buffalo-Lions game. We both expected a really high-scoring game. I think we both picked the Lions to win the game. But when you have as many injuries as the Lions have right now, given their 3 games left on their schedule, do you think that they can hold on to the number one seed in the NFC, or do you think Minnesota can jump them? Or the Eagles, for that matter.
Yeah, the Eagles would be the one I would worry about, and I think the Eagles are the best team in the NFC, and of course, with all the injuries that they have in Detroit, it's clear-cut to me right now. The Eagles, when you watch them this past week, the way they played against Pittsburgh, man, they had it rolling, and just, oh, what a shock. Right all this, the game starts, and who gets the football?
A.J. Brown. Yep.
And A.J. Brown looked like he, it's amazing watching. The week before, he was open on down the field, and some of the throws that Jalen Hurts didn't make when he was wide open, And this week they went right to him, but it looked like his energy was better. He ran faster, and early in the game he was a great point for Philadelphia to get off the good start. And Philadelphia really overall dominated Pittsburgh Steelers.
Do you think that we're going to see a Kansas City Chiefs team when the playoff starts that flips a switch, for lack of a better term, and we have to, Patrick Mahomes is going to have to be healthy. But, you know, we're talking about teams like the Buffalo Bills and the Detroit Lions and Philadelphia Eagles, and the Kansas City Chiefs keep chugging along. They just haven't been impressive. Do you believe that they still should be a favorite to win the Super Bowl from what you've seen from them this year?
No. If I had to pick a favorite, it would be the Philadelphia Eagles to win the Super Bowl. And just the team, it's hard to find a weakness in their team. And when I watch the Kansas City Chiefs, it looks like the team from last year, but hasn't made that transition into what they really have to do to win. And, you know, Patrick Mahomes has no faith in the offensive line. The receiving corps does not get open on a consistent basis. He's escaping the pocket a lot of times way before he has to because he doesn't trust it. People are open. He doesn't see them. And it's about as bad as I've seen them play. And they still win. I know their record, of course, but it reminds me of last year. But last year, with about three or four games to go in the regular season, they kind of figured it out. I haven't seen them do that so far this year. And this past week, I know Cleveland's defense is good, but overall, Kansas City's offense, I thought, was really, really subpar by just about everybody on the offensive side.
You know, now he has a high ankle sprain. I don't know if he's going to play on Saturday versus Houston, and then they turn right around and they play Wednesday, Christmas Day, in Pittsburgh. So it's a really short week for them. I mean, your sense, do you think he plays this week against Houston or no?
Well, let's see. Who do they play next Wednesday? That's
Pittsburgh. Houston. So they go to Pittsburgh. So basically they have two top five defenses or top 10 defenses that they're going to play against. And they have a two-game lead for the number one seed in the AFC. So if they wanted and they have Carson Wentz on their team. So it's not like some also-ran quarterback. I mean, they do have a legit backup quarterback that could probably go out there and play reasonably well. So what do you think?
Well, I think it's his right ankle, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right? Do you know that?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, so the right ankle, and you know your left ankle, my right ankle is the worst ankle you can hurt as a quarterback. I hurt my right ankle in 1989, and I'm telling you, it was awful. Had a high ankle sprain, throwing. Oh, my God, my arm hurt. I never had a sore arm until I got a high ankle sprain because you can't push off, you can't plant with it, all those things. And I know a lot has changed in the medical world. You know, when Mahomes got, when he got nicked up last year, it was amazing his recovery and everything and how it came about. So I don't know, but I would think he would miss. If he's going to miss a game, I would say it'd be this Saturday. If he plays this Saturday, then, you know, they're going to try to keep that number one seed. That's a big deal for him, that's for sure. But it'll be interesting. Can't wait to see it this weekend. But my guess is he will miss one of those games, though, Boomer.
I want to talk about the Jets just for a second, not so much from what's happening on the field, but who they're going to hire. We're hearing a couple of GM names that have been interviewed, but the most intriguing head coaching name to me, even though I would bring in John Gruden, I'd love to see him here, has been Mike Vrabel. Now, right. Vrabel's a guy who is, we know his personality, and Woody Johnson would have to be hands-off if Vrabel comes into the building. But do you see Mike Vrabel and the Jets and Woody Johnson being a fit?
I do. Mike Vrabel is, when he walks in the room, he owns it right away. And, you know, I got a chance, you know, to cover him a few times down in Tennessee. And I just remember one thing. He thought, he took the head job. He goes, I thought it was all about X's and O's. I can remember this. And he goes, but it's not. It's about connecting to the players and getting the best out of them and having the relationship that makes them better players and better for our building, all this. I thought that was pretty cool. But, he would be perfect for the Jets. The Jets, I think it's a good job. You know, a lot of key pieces are there. They got some players on both sides of the ball that you can build with. And Mike Vrabel would be a perfect guy to take over that team and play a certain way with his offense. It won't be high-flying, wide-open, at least not the first year or two. But he knows how to do that. And, of course, he would help the defense and definitely get the team to play up to the capabilities a lot better than we've seen this year
talent. Here's a $50 million question. If it is Mike Vrabel, does Aaron Rodgers come back next year?
I would say no. If you're going to bring in the new coach, I think, and we've talked about this, I do think that the Jets will move on from Aaron Rodgers. That's just my opinion. I don't know if it's right. I did watch the documentary he had out last night, 3 episodes. That was very interesting, but it was kind of, I had to keep watching it because he was talking about everything that's gone on through his football career, which is pretty interesting. But I would say no, Aaron Rodgers will not be with the Jets next year.
Yeah, I have to watch that today because we had a man's dinner, Phil, last night.
So yeah, a bunch of men went out for dinner.
A bunch of men eating steaks and farting and making jokes.
Yes,
inappropriate conversations. So we didn't get a chance.
That was unusual. Is that what you're trying to tell me? Right.
Okay. Yeah. But yeah, I'm excited to watch. You actually like that, huh? I'm surprised because Aaron's such a wacko. That you sat there and you watched those three things and you enjoyed the documentary.
Yeah, I liked it. It was, a little slow at times and, ayahuasca and all this stuff and the things he says. And, he is a deep thinker and he is a smart dude. There's no doubt about it. And to watch his career from high school through college and the pros, just how he continuously got better physically was really, pretty cool, too. But, it was, like I said, it was interesting. It didn't make me want to go out and try any of these things. But
yeah, I was going to say, you ever do any psychedelics?
Nope, I haven't. Can't see it in my future. I got enough problems. I don't need to create more of them.
So it's interesting. You don't think he'll be back with the Jets next year. Do you think that he actually is playing next year somewhere?
Oh, there would always be a chance of that just if somebody thinks they have the team that's ready. But when I think about it, I can't think of that team. I know you guys talk about Sam Darnold a lot. He's up in Minnesota. And I heard somebody on TV yesterday. I'll steal a little bit what he said. That if they don't keep Sam Darnold, where do you trade him? Boy, the Indianapolis Colts, how great of a spot would that be to him to go there with a team I think is pretty good.
But they wouldn't have to trade him, right? I mean, he'd be a free agent.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. He'll be a free agent. I think he would be, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then the other team you got to look at, Brian Callahan down in Tennessee.
Yeah.
There's enough pieces there. And you're going to run the offense that Joe Burrow runs, which would fit Sam Darnold perfectly. So that just kind of came up yesterday, and I think I saw it when Colin Coward first brought it up, and I said, wow, finally he said something I agree with.
Very good, Phil. Well, it's great talking to you. We appreciate it. We will talk to you next week. Enjoy all the football this weekend.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, we're not going to talk to you next week. It's Christmas. I forgot.
Christmas, right. Exactly.
Merry Christmas, Phil.
Yeah.
Huh? All right. See.
There he goes. Merry Christmas. There he goes.
He's gone.
Happy, happy, nice, nice.
Yeah, he's more Grinch than Santa.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, but today I thought he was pretty good.
Yeah, he was all right.
Yeah. What do you mean he was all right? He was up. I thought he was up and he was into it.
Yeah, but he was like, I've been watching today.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bearers a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.